The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for coming back. All right. I want to talk about sugar. And I know that, I mean, Radio MD covers sugar a lot. There's all sorts of blogs and posts and tweets about sugar, sugar. But I want to get into it a little bit because I do think that it's all really about the refined sugar that we're having a real hard time with that is contributing to so many things. And if we could take a lot of it out of our diet, we would be better off. So let's just talk about this. I want to say a little bit about sugar's effects on the body. And I think what's really important first, folks, is to distinguish between natural sugars, because I always hate when things get a bad connotation, like fruit has a lot of sugar in it, vegetable sugars, they've got sugar in it. But is there anything bad about that? So what are we talking about here? Well, let's break it down. Naturally contained sugars in fruit and vegetables are balanced by, this is the key, listen up, fiber and vitamins, enzymes, and other properties of the fruit and vegetables. So we think about anthocyanins or polyphenols, those lovely components of those colorful fruits and vegetables that give us antioxidants and other health benefits. And also, all of those things slow sugar digestion and they help the body deal with it way more easily. But it's the added sugar, okay? On the other hand, the refined sugar that really provides none of these benefits. And instead, you know, what's really important to understand, and I'm going to go through some things because, you know, I think there's a lot of confusion out there about, well, what is really refined sugar? But this refined sugar, it contains no fiber and no minerals, no proteins, no fats, no enzymes, really only empty calories. When ingested, this is the other thing that I think is really important. Our body has to borrow vital nutrients from healthy cells to completely metabolize it, all right? So calcium, sodium, potassium, magnesium, they're taken from various parts of the body to help digest this added sugar, or I would say these refined sugars. So I think what's, you know, when we think about these refined sugars, I mean, the most obvious is the white table sugar, perhaps that we can get a hold of, or a lot of it right now, if you buy it in the store, it's genetically modified. It comes from the sugar beet. And I think the word for it would be sucrose, but there's others, dextrose, fructose, and glucose. These are all monosaccharides, okay? They're known as simple sugars. And the primary difference between them is how your body metabolizes them. Glucose and dextrose are essentially, they're the same sugar. However, mostly, and this is important when you're reading labels, and let me tell you, I'll remind you again, if it's a real food, it pretty much doesn't have a label unless it's a little organic label on there, on an apple or something, okay? Food manufacturers usually use the term dextrose in their ingredient list, but it's something that you really want to watch out for because it is an added sugar. The simple sugars that I just talked about can combine to form more complex sugars, yes, like disaccharide sucrose. And that's really the table sugar that you might see at a restaurant. It's half glucose and half fructose. It's still added sugar and it acts the same way. Once again, with the body having a really hard time metabolizing it. High fructose corn syrup. Of course, the corn industry tried to get us to, call this corn sugar, okay? Honestly, it's still the same. It's a refined sugar. It's 55% fructose and 45% glucose. There is ethanol, that's drinking alcohol. So you think about wine and beer and stuff. It's not really a sugar, although beer and wine contain residual sugars and starches in addition to the alcohol. Then we've got sugar alcohols like xylitol, glycerol, sorbitol, maltitol, mannitol. They're neither sugars nor alcohols, but they're becoming increasingly popular as sweeteners. But hey, they're incompletely absorbed from your small intestines for the most part. So they provide fewer calories than the sugar, and that's their big kind of claim, but often cause problems with bloating, diarrhea, and flatulence, all right? So digestive disturbances. Sucralose, that's Splenda. This is definitely not a sugar, folks, but despite its sugar-like name and certainly its deceptive marketing slogan, like made from sugar, it's really a chlorinated artificial sweetener, and it's in line with the other, you know, the pink one with saccharin or the blue one, aspartame, and I believe detrimental health effects to match, okay? The other thing, too, using those a lot, whether it's in baking, oh, geez, I can't even imagine, and or in your coffee, you get what's called a cephalic stage of digestion response, meaning, okay, you don't have real sugar in your body, but your brain doesn't know any better. It tastes something sweet. Those receptors on your tongue go, it's sweet, sends the signal to your brain, which sends the signal to your pancreas, and insulin is then released in order to manage all of that sugar. That's how our body works. And guess what? So insulin is out there that's going, hey, where's the sugar? I was told that sugar is here. I need to help get it into the cells. And so our cells can use it as energy and et cetera. But guess what? There's no sugar. So what does insulin do? It is not utilized. And it actually just is stored as fat in your liver and in your abdomen for sure. Okay. Agave syrup. Now, once again, I think falsely advertised as natural, it is typically highly processed and is usually 80% fructose. The end product does not even remotely resemble the lovely or, you know, original agave plant. I mean, I think people sometimes, if I tell them you want agave, I would get it in a little shot of tequila. That's going to be better for your body. Then it's a very, very refined sugar. Honey, you know, honey is about 53% fructose. It's completely natural in its raw form. It does have some health benefits in, you know, used in moderation. It does claim to have as many antioxidants as spinach, but it is 53% fructose. And stevia, this is another place where we can kind of get into trouble when our cephalic stage of digestion, that's your brain, okay, that's cephalic is your head, basically. It is highly sweet herb derived from the leaf of the South American stevia plant, which is completely safe. And it really is. It's very, very sweet. But once again, you have to be careful because we have to understand that still added sweetener. And if you don't have the regular natural sugars that are combined with fiber and vitamins and enzymes, and you're able to digest them easily, you're still going to get an insulin spike, and that's going to contribute to really fat gain. And there's other things. Here's the big thing. How are our added sugars, refined sugars, what do they do to your body? Well, a lot of things. I'll start. First of all, they stress the liver. They contribute to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. They can increase bad cholesterol, the LDL. I always say we don't really have bad cholesterol. It just needs to be really in proportion with our lipid profile. But and also triglycerides. Tri is three. Glycerol is a sugar molecule on a fatty acid backbone. Okay, so three sugar molecules on a fatty acid backbone. Fat really doesn't do the job when it increases our triglycerides. It's really that added sugar. It contributes to leptin resistance. Leptin is that hormone, our feel full hormone. When you're resistant to that hormone, it contributes to weight gain, craving, sleep trouble. It definitely really acts like a drug in our brain and creates an addictive sugar response. It creates a hormone cascade when consumed that starts a positive feedback loop in the body, and it actually encourages more consumption. All right, we'll go into that a little bit more. It doesn't fill you up, folks. Instead, it encourages you to eat more. It definitely is a contributing factor, especially in type 2 diabetes. That has to do with the insulin resistance in hypoglycemia. Because why? Let me tell you something. When you eat, sometimes people crave for energy, and of course your brain is like, you know what? That is going to give it to me quickly. And yes, you get quick energy from simple sugars like we've talked about, but I call them loan shark energy because you're going to get it. And then guess what? The low is going to be so low that you're just going to be wanting more. And so hypoglycemia or low blood sugar is caused. You feel drowsy, you feel lethargic, and you want more. So it contributes to you eating actually more. And gallstones. Also, sugar makes the blood very thick and sticky, causing inflammation, gum disease, dental caries. All right, there's a couple reasons why we got to get it out of our diet as much as possible. I'm going to do another segment actually on why we crave it so much and how important it is that we start breaking this vicious cycle, getting added and refined sugars out of our diet as much as possible, but at the same time being satiated and having a full palate where you can live life a little bit more, but still benefit from your choices. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. It's Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned, folks. We will be right back.